This is Dracula, Act 1, Scene 1, Jonathan's arrival in Transylvania. There's some videotape of scenes of modern-day shipwrecks and news feeds about immigration via the coast. Jonathan enters, looking around his surroundings.
I have arrived in Transylvania, a place called Bistriz. A fairly well-known place. It was late. It was dark. It's an interesting old town, particularly on the frontier. It's had a very stormy existence, and certainly shows marks of it. Famine, disease, siege, and war. Evidence of death lingered everywhere. My client, Count Dracula, had directed me to the Golden Crown Hotel, where I shall sleep tonight before meeting him tomorrow.
Famine, disease,
siege,
war.
The Golden Crown Hotel. Welcome. Take a seat.
Wait.
You are here for the night?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Travelling through?
Business. Important meeting tomorrow. I'm Jonathan Harker, meeting a new client. I wonder if you know him personally. Count Dracula?
We all know of him. The whole town knows of him. I was hoping it wouldn't be you I was expecting. A letter.
Welcome. I am anxiously expecting you. Sleep well tonight. At the Borgo Pass, my carriage will await you and will bring you to me.
I trust that your journey from London has been a happy one and that you will enjoy your stay in my beautiful land.
Your friend.
Dracula.
Can I eat something? And change my clothes? Then I'll head to bed. I'll be no problem.
Must you go? Jung Herr, must you go?
It's a very important business. My first assignment, in fact. I've not been with the company for long, and I must prove myself.
But you're so young, so innocent. Do you have family?
Well, I...
Think of your family. They will be expecting you home in one piece, as the same person who left them.
I have a fiancé. Her name is Mina.
Do not speak of loved ones around here. Loved ones are precious. It hurts when precious things are taken away.
If Mina, I could just...
Mina.
If I could just rest here tonight, then I'll be on my way in the morning.
Do you not know what day it is tomorrow? Do you not?
Well, no. I would assume...
You assume? You assume nothing, Herr Harker. Tomorrow is the eve of St. George's Day.
I did not know that.
Do you not know that is the night when all the evil things in the world will have full sway? Do you even know where you're going and what you're going to do?
I have it in some papers, somewhere. The Count is sending someone to collect me. I'll be fine.
Will you be safe?
I'll be fine.
Oh, young Herr, do not go. Do not go north. Stay here for the night. I will feed you. You can rest. And then tomorrow you can make the journey back home to your fiancé. Oh, forget about these places. Forget about your client.
I insist. I have to go. I'm only a trainee. This job could get me a promotion.
At least wait a day or two.
I think you're overreacting.
Overreacting? Our town has been bereft with death and blood, with disappearances and reappearances, all held tightly together by fear. You, young sir, are a foreign youngster who does not know what he is getting into. I implore you, do not go.
Leave the food. I'll just be getting to bed.
Landlady stops in front of him. She takes a crucifix from her neck and places it around Jonathan. She looks at him.
For your mother's sake.
She exits, and Jonathan holds the cross and looks at it.
Whether it was the old lady's fear, I do not know. But I am not feeling nearly as easy as my mind and usual. I didn't sleep very well, and I woke up late. I was still tired and hungry, but I had no time to eat. As I left the hotel, quite a crowd had gathered. As I passed them, different voices in strange languages called out.
Ordog,
Poco,
Stregone,
Warlock.
They make the sign of the cross and point to Jonathan.